Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, it's the friend, it's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, yes, it's the friend zone. We'll have a good time, yes, it's the friend zone.
With Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
My man. Hey, man. God, it's been a while between innings for us
hey,
to catch
bro.
Up.
Yes.
Like this. No strings
throwing
attached.
Off the shackles. Yep.
NSA.
Fuck the gals. Mm-hmm. 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 How are you?
Well, to be honest, I'm good. Like, all the better for this experience. A rare privilege to be on mic with you and not burdened by something that's recently happened. I'm in beautiful Tamaki Makaurau, just sort of enjoying some late afternoon sun. Looking forward to diving into the mailbag and catching up with my friend Tim. How are you?
Fucking, you know what? You've put me in a great mood just for being in the friend zone. You're right. This is such a nice, it's a great place to be. It's a great location. I fucking love it. I love it.
It's a treat for the boys. Would you agree with that, Tim? That it's a treat for the boys.
It is,
I hear you.
Sorry.
I hear you clicking. I hear you clicking.
There's so much. I'm getting into the friend zone, but on the way there, there's like all these emails that have. I'll get into what's just happened, shall I, Guy? Because
yeah,
I think this is something
for.
our friends would want to know about. I'm getting intercepted by a media organization or two. So this is a little off. We're allowed to talk about whatever in the friend zone. Here's what's happened, folks. In New Zealand, we've got we're a pretty liberal country, but there's a very conservative church group that has tried its darndest to start a political wing in the past. It must have been 15 years ago because I remember attending a couple of protests, marching against them in Parliament because they were against the Civil Union Bill. They're steadfastly against marriage equality in New Zealand, or were, until we fucked them up by passing that beautiful law. And they've reared their ugly head again and announced that they're starting a political party again in New Zealand today. And so they're calling themselves the Coalition Party. But they're kind of dumb, and they hadn't bought
the
Coalition
church,
Party.
The church, by the way, they're called Destiny Church, and they're led by a very divisive and pretty grotesque figure named Brian Tamaki.
He's a baddie. He's like those televangelists who are like, nah, God wants me to have all your money and like motorcycles and mansions and shit. He's one of those. He's not a good one. So they named themselves the Coalition Party, and they hadn't gone to the trouble of buying coalitionparty.co.nz, which is what most of the websites end in New Zealand. And so I bought it and I redirected it to The Male Gaze, which is a TV show that I made with my friends about queer issues in New Zealand.
As soon as people launch something, you know, and you're not sure whether or not they've got the domain name, enter Tim Batt, who by the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, will be in control of that domain name. You're still in charge
so
of rosemutafeo.com, are you not?
Yeah. I think, I can't remember if I did it or not, but I always intended to redirect it to Alice Sneddon's Facebook comedian page.
It's a bit of fun. It's a bit
and
of fun.
And I still, you know what else I've got, Guy?
BlazePizza.co.nz.
Yes, dude. They may not enter this territory unless they go through me.
That's right. The road to Aotearoa runs through Tim Batt, as it always has and as it always shall. Well, what sort of media companies are hounding you, Tim? They want your opinions. They want your takes.
Yeah, they want my takes and stuff. And I'll give it to them because I've got a show on at the moment, and any publicity is good publicity to get some tickets.
My man, what are the details of the show?
Oh, guy, how good are you? It's this is Space Couch, guy. This is the show featuring myself and a musician called Disaster Radio, and we're doing a chat show on stage. And the star of the show is Space Couch, who's voiced by Paul F. Tompkins.
Holy hell!
Yes. Who just, like a gentleman, for nothing, for gratis, just helped me out by voicing all of these lines that we use in the show to bring this character to life of a radioactive Soviet communist couch.
Well, you know what they say about PFT?
He's the best.
Third kindest man in show business.
Did you say third?
Yeah. Goes Hugh Jackman.
No.
Larry King.
No.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Larry King. No way Larry King is in the top three.
The big three. Well,
hey, guy, how are you doing? You've got some ailing people around you and you've been dodging viruses like...
That's right.
A soldier in a war.
This horrible sort of flu-like virus for 24 hours, but such the efficiency of my body, it sort of processed the whole thing that quickly. And now I am a pillar of, if not society, at least the house in which I reside, as I care for my partner, lovely Chelsea, and in the odd occasion, I have been looking after her beautiful daughter as well, while Chelsea's been fighting the good fight of trying to sweat this goddamn thing out in bed.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah.
Being sick sucks.
Being sick is bad. She's at the point where, you know, when you're sick and you think, I'm never going to take being healthy for granted again. You know, that kind of, that point? Yeah.
Hard out.
Right in the slot. It's been so long since we've done a friend zone, Tim, that I've got a piece of mail here dated from February of this year.
Yes, same. Go on. Play on, player.
Hey. I don't know if this is relevant, of interest or not, but I did a feminist review of Sex and the City for one of my women and gender studies courses. If you think it might add for any kind of desperate enrichment to your suffering, I'd be happy to send it over. Also, I just realized I have literally no idea if this is how to message Tim and Guy or if I'm talking to a mod right now. But either way, have a good day. Well, Michaela, you're talking to Guy and, by proxy, Tim. And at this late stage in the season, I would literally... chop down a tree to get my hands on that little review. So I'm going to message back to you right now, and I'm going to express some enthusiasm and send an email address to which you can address it while Tim reads out our next piece of correspondence. Thank you so much, Michaela.
This comes to us from Liam in the middle of February. Good afternoon, Tim and Guy. That is a highly unorthodox way to start a message to us on the friend zone, but so it continues. I love your podcast. I recommend it to everyone, though the premise is a little tricky to sell, and being from New Zealand myself and an expat, I can't resist bragging about how we share the same country of origin, and I fear this makes people think I'm biased, and they take the recommendation less seriously. Maybe I am. I partake in New Zealand in anything by preference. Oh, in New Zealand. I partake in New Zealand anything by preference. Have you seen Eagle vs. Shark? I am led to understand it's objectively bad, but it was filmed around my nana's bit, so I love watching it anyway. That said, I do not understand how some of our mutual friends have been able to binge your podcast. The way you bring me into the conversation really enhances the experience and makes the good great, but it also makes the whole thing a little too visceral for me to tolerate much more than 2 to 3 episodes a week. Your struggle is too real. I don't know how you manage when I cannot cope with the splash damage. You're good boys, brave boys, hard boys. Since I've found the worst idea of all time, I've listened
While I'm very much enjoying this message, I know that this will be outdated with reference to the language in these messages, but could I suggest every time we hear boys, you and I change the word to fellas?
Yeah, this sounds like some 1984 stuff, but sure.
As you were.
Okay. Since I found the worst idea. I've listened to all of seasons 1 and 2, and had got as far as season 3. Ep, you did with Rose and Alice in Melbourne before your Deathblood announcement that season 4 was in the works. I need to say, I'm worried. Guy, in that episode, you're in a bad place. One of a few you two have been in our time. You were not enjoying We Are Your Friends, and I was worried for you seeing out the season. You two have been through a lot, and it's taken its toll. And then you commit to a whole new season, and then it turns out you've been binging episodes yourself? Madness. I suppose all this is to say, take care of yourselves, fellas. I care for your well-being, and I would hate for you to do something irreparable, but also thank you. For entirely selfish reasons, I'm super glad you're doing a 4th season. Typically, I listen to podcasts while exercising because I find it helps distract me from the pain in my lungs, so I give you partial credit for the 20 kilograms I've lost in the last 2 years. Take care, fella. Thanks for it all. Say my name. That is from the legend himself, Liam Faulkner. 20K in 2 years. That is awesome.
Liam Faulkner, thank you so much for that most generous correspondence and what sounded like hard-earned or won empathy. You're really in the pocket with us. You're right here in the saddle, and it's appreciated.
Love you for it.
Yeah, we really do. Shall I push on? I mean, we're
absolutely
backed up, you know, like someone who doesn't have yeah, enough fibre in their diet. Hello, boys. Been meaning to send you a quick message for a bit since season 4 started, but grad school is an unforgiving and distracting mistress at times. To me, I'm imagining that grad school is the main thing you're doing, and to refer to it as distracting from the bottom of my heart, I respect. Just wanted to let you know how good it is to have you boys back on this idiotic and entertaining adventure. Much love to you both. Nothing but good vibes. Give my love to SJP and the gals, because I sure as shit won't be watching Sex and the City anytime soon. Luke.
Love that.
From Oklahoma. So thank you so much.
It's the right attitude. It's the right attitude from Luke, isn't it? All the best on your endeavors. I want no part in them, but I will watch you from a distance, safely, on the other side of the safety rail. A gorgeous donation from Carolyn, gorgeous, with an attached message that says, I'm switching it on the fly. Thanks, fellas, for making my daily commute fly by.
Do you think fellas is too, like, hey, fellas?
I just don't want a sense of what other people have said, and it feels like a form of censorship, you know?
It's not censorship. The message is being
read
the same.
It?
It's more editing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I want to give people their own editorial, you know.
Well, you choose, you do whatever the fuck you want, man.
Okay, dude. I'm gonna.
And by the way,
I'm
all good. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, clearly, mate. Clearly, mate. Another fucking gorgeous. So nice. A lovely donation has come through, worstideaofalltime.com, from John Grasso. I'm so sorry if you didn't want your last name read. I hope that's okay. Says, word limit too short, sending you fellas an email. So hopefully we are sitting on one. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. I'm sure it's in the pile here somewhere. So I've got a message here. I'm just going to do this one as well, Guy, because the other two have been short. This actually came to us from one of the Patreon pals who sent a message through there. So this is great. A whole nother avenue of communique.
That is good. Do you want me to read one while you find it, or have you got it there?
I've got it. It's right here.
Oh, sick.
Jordan writes, Dear Spindly Timbly Live at Wembley and Guy Montvesuvius, I write to you finally after many years, wow, of enjoying all the content you good fellas put out to say thank you. Your vibes have always been strong, and when they haven't been, they have been very entertaining. I think the subtlety of your podcast is what I really enjoy, and the wide vocabulary you both bring to the table. To Tim, your Nexus theory is damn spot on, mate. My partner was going through some career decisions, and you hit the nail on the head. Would love to hear some more about this. To Guy, get your ass to Adelaide Fringe.
I've come across this guy before.
Much love. You are good fellas, brave fellas, fuck fellas, Oh, that sticks well. And most importantly, friendly fellas. Jordan, say my name, Colbert. Or Colbert, not sure. P.S. The goddamn across the Tasman accent has left me thinking this entire time that the hit 90s band was the typeface itself, Ariel Speedwagon. Not as I found out recently, R-E-O Speedwagon. You fucking got me, fellas.
That is so good. Jordan Colbert. So he hounds me regularly because I was going to do the Adelaide Fringe one year and I had to pull out because my wisdom teeth came through. And anytime I tweet promotional content for myself performing comedy in Australia, he will respond, ask me when I'm coming to Adelaide. And it's him and a friend, so, and they'll always go on big riffs and tears about how much I hate Adelaide and what a piece of work
great.
I am.
They
so thank
like
you
guys.
So much for that correspondence. And I'll be there sometime, I promise.
Adelaide Fringe sounds like a lot of fun. We've heard from our friends that it's a great festival.
Yeah, we would say that, though, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Hey, Timbo and Guy Guy. You might already be done watching Sex and the City now, but listening to you watch it is reminding me of how much I hated that movie, and you're literally the only two on the planet who might give a shit why, so I have to tell you. They set up this ridiculous notion that Miranda's comment to Big is the reason he jilts Carrie, and we're supposed to think that Carrie is justified in being enraged at Miranda, not just because of what Miranda said to Big, but because Carrie has never kept a secret from Miranda. The fact makes us think that Miranda has committed a friendship sin that Carrie never has, so she's justified in her anger. That's bullshit. In the series, Carrie and Big break up. The girls are happy because Big was pretty terrible to Carrie. The following season, Carrie gets back with them, secretly. There's even a scene where she walks home from his place and runs into Miranda and Carrie, lies, and says she was at the dentist for weeks. She keeps the secret from the girls and only tells them when she can't get her diaphragm out. Side note, who uses diaphragms anymore? And she reveals she's with Big again. You know how Miranda reacts? She's not mad about the secret keeping. She's upset because of how terrible Carrie felt when she was with Big the first time. And then Carrie keeps a secret in a following season when she's cheating on Aiden with Big. You know who she tells first? Samantha. Big's wife finds out about the affair before Carrie tells Miranda. So the idea that I'm supposed to agree with Carrie that her feelings of betrayal are justified because she hasn't kept a secret are based on lies, and her rage falls flat for me. Not only is it wrong, but it's misplaced. The fact that they try to use Miranda rather than Big as the scapegoat for this conflict they created just so they could justify Carrie going back to him in the end is such bullshit I can't even stand it. You know why a dude stands someone up at the altar? Because the dude sucks. Not because a woman who's understandably distraught at the dissolution of her marriage makes an offhanded comment at the height of her distress. Fuck you, mattress. Fuck you right in the pikelet. Sorry this got long, but thanks for letting me rant.
I am giving you a standing ovation for that message. That is so on point. Guy, I've got a feeling you sent me this scene on YouTube. Wasn't this the one you sent me from Sex and the City?
I did not send you this scene. I did send you a scene where we see genuine conflict between Miranda and Carrie. Because the presumption is that they're, and this is, you know, we're sidelining the friend zone with some pretty disgusting chatter. But... The belief is that Carrie and Miranda are, you know, although you don't mean to rate the friends on a hierarchy, they're the closest friends. And this is supported by the clip I sent you, which is Miranda, Carrie telling Miranda she's back with Big when they're thrift shopping, and Miranda gets, you know, pissed off and upset and says, don't come
crying
to me.
Yeah, exactly. Miranda's very within her rights because she's seen her friend fall apart so many times at the hands of this man. She's like, that's it, Carrie. I'm not going to be there to catch. Like, do whatever you want, but I'm not going to keep being there for you through this nonsense. And good on
you. Yeah. So anyway, that's from Allison. And it's, I mean, loaded with good points. The sort of detail, you know, with regards to having seen the show that, you know, I'd say the Frosty fellas would probably kill for at this point. As we trudge through the 40s.
Guy, are you not outraged because there is a line in the film where Carrie says, I would never keep a secret. I have never kept a secret from you. Oh, wait, I've kept one. It's that, how does she phrase it? That she's being too mean to Steve. Oh, that you and Steve shouldn't have broken up.
Yeah.
The bullshit, well, she's lied to her heaps, according to Allison.
This is the point that Allison raises. It's and so brilliantly. I've just responded congratulating and thanking Allison for that. That was
Allison is a better friend to us than Carrie is to Miranda. How about that, Mattress Pikelet?
Yeah, nice. I agree. Okay, I would say any of the correspondence we receive in the friend zone is a closer representation of actual friendship and connection than what we see between the four gals in the Sex and the City movies.
Absolutely.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is another message that comes to us from a Patreon pal guy, one by the name of John, no H, so presumably short for Jonathan. You are a true sir, my great... Now, I'm going to have to spell this for you, guy, because I can't pronounce... Oh, no, I will try to pronounce it. Taibomji. That's how you would say it. Taibomji. I've been considering having a weekend. Currently, my idea is this weekend, March the 30th and 31st, Saturday,
course,
Sunday.
This very weekend.
Fuck, my life is busier than I expected. To burn through all of the movies as a great deciders group. I am willing to help make a Discord group for the listeners. Am I crazy? Otherwise, I'll probably pop this onto Reddit. I'm in Jersey on the east coast of the United States, but I think, fuck you all, this is important. Let's do it. If this gets read on the friend zone, feel free to read out my old messages and say my name. I love you. This is from John Preble. This is an awesome idea. Obviously, this is communicating to us from the past. I think there is some good ammunition in these sorts of ideas maybe being pursued after we finish this season, because Guy and I psychically need at a minimum a break. Okay? We need a break. So this is a fun little idea that maybe we could... Oh, no, wait, he's already done it. Okay, all right, Guy. this post on Reddit... Saturday marathon viewing April 27? I've drunkenly sent this idea to the boys over Patreon. I'm curious to see if anyone else is interested. I'm considering watching the four movies in a row, starting at 8 a.m. Eastern on Saturday the 27th. I've considered doing this for a while, setting up a Discord, a voice chat app for the unfamiliar, and doing it as a group of fans. Let me know what you think. Look, I'm not sure if it's actually happened, but the idea was floated, and there was some comments on the subreddit there. So. But look, as I say, this is good fodder for some fun and games maybe after the season's done, I reckon. Do you reckon?
Look, yeah. I'm all for people having fun. I just am scared of saying anything on the microphone which involves me committing to being on a microphone.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll come with you guys though. I'd love to try and make that work.
Hey guys,
time of day for me.
Mm. Long time listener Clay here, marathon runner from the friend zone. You remember Clay, Tim?
I do remember marathon runner Clay.
Yeah, he's in Queensland, Australia. Anyway, just listening to season 4 because I'm up to knee deep and I'm thinking I'll dig my way out of this collective hole we're all in. Shared punishment amongst friends, right? Anyway, I'd like to float a theory delving into the depravity of Mattress Pikelet King's line: when Big colours, he really stays inside the lines. I'd say I thought you'd misheard it. What was perhaps meant to be really R-E-A-L-L-Y stays inside the lines, I guess insinuating a marksmanship ability perhaps worthy of bragging about. Sadly, I just checked and I can confirm you guys did hear correctly, and Big is an illiterate lacrosse-playing jizz sprinkler. Anyway, much love and friendship to you brave boys, your friend Clay. Perhaps, or P.S., perhaps Big's jacuzzi invention may have been an invention born out of necessity. Ponder.
Now, I have talked about this previously, but in the American vernacular, you pronounce the words really, R-E-A-L-L-Y, and the words rarely, R-A-R-E-L-Y, meaning like very. No, wait, meaning occasionally. You pronounce them differently, but in Kiwi, we say them the same, like it's a homophone. But in American, it isn't. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We say also, we had a complaint. Actually, I don't even know if it was on mic, but we had a complaint recently about conflicting pronunciations of woman and woman. And as anyone who's listening will be able to attest, obviously we distinguish between those two words very well. But obviously, woman as in a singular woman and woman as in multiple women.
We do say that wrong. I got taught in radio school. It was so weird because I only did a 6-month course in radio. But I specifically remember they were like, when you say women in the Kiwi accent, you pronounce it like the last vowel is an I. So it's W-O-M-I-N, women. And I was like,
yeah.
What are we doing here, guys?
We do. We What's change both vowels become an I. Women.
Women, yeah, you're right, women. No wonder people mock us for our accents. Fucking
sexiest
silly.
Accent in the world, as voted
it's
by...
It's not true. It's irony.
A website. I went on Daniel goddamn Wright. Australian television standing up for our accent. Hey...
Daniel, yeah?
You go, read this, and then I'm going to talk to you.
No, talk to me now, actually.
I was going to say, what about, like, I'm having such a good time, what about one more, and then we've still got so much to get through... We wrap this one up and we just pledge that we'll do another one toot sweet. Like in the next week, we'll bang out another one of these. This is so much better than the podcast. This is what our life should be.
I know. Just people getting in touch to tell us we're legends. How about that for a podcast?
And us just patting everyone on the back, everyone involved on the back as we read these out.
Monty, I reckon we could do a couple more. A couple more, I reckon.
I don't know. I want to be short and sweet. I want people who are listening to this to be able to get on with their merry day, on their merry way.
As always, I will defer to your judgment. I will. You seem to feel strongly about this, and you may well be on the right path. Daniel says to us, dearest Timbly, Spimbly Wim, and Guy Mont Blanc. You may remember me from emails where I complained to you I was listening to your potty and my SD card broke, and another time I was listening to the potty and a different SD card broke. Well, I'm back again with another expensive thing caused by the potty. I was listening to a recent episode of season 4 and one of you made a joke about key rings. I laughed. Then I felt my hip for my key ring and I couldn't find it. I spent the next couple hours trudging through the snowy wilderness searching for my keys, but could not find them. This leads me to believe that one or both of you snuck up on me and stole my keys as a joke. This cost me $80 for the tow company to break into my truck and another $ amount for the amount of work I missed stumbling through the woods looking for my keys. It's such a visual picture of like where and what situation this person's in. So good. Bringing my total podcast debt to $230 in addition to the amount I've donated or sent on Patreon. You both are real Guy Montgomery. From Daniel. P.S. Probably don't read my signature out as those are my phone numbers. Why don't we say phone numbers? Even if it's like one number but multiple digits. There's something cute about that.
Yeah,
can I give
funny.
You my phone numbers?
Is that what Daniel
I'm so sorry for all of the... and also the subject line of this email, Guy, was You Bastards Part 3.
Oh, man. We are bastards. And I'm about to tell you why.
Go on.
So I know I said no more correspondence, but I'm going to write... I'm going to... retroactively try and right a wrong here.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. No, we're cool guys.
Let me in. What's happened?
So, it's a piece of correspondence. This one says, lads. Oh, actually, no, we're both. Somehow, God, we contain multitudes. We're good guys and we're bad guys. Lads, yeah, I'd like to bring your attention so back nervous. To a wonderful couple, Heaven and Will. Pickers, as you may remember him. Heaven reached out to you a while ago for a shout-out to Will on his birthday. Please see attached screenshot. You wonderful people came through and gave him a delightful shout-out. They were positively tickled. I wanted to see if there was any chance for us to continue this ongoing love and support for these two who are now getting married. Their engagement party is on April 6th, and the wedding is next year in August. I'm hoping for anything on the spectrum of a podcast shout-out, video shout-out, we're making a video for them, or an emceeing gig at the wedding. Long shot. Ha-ha-ha. Let me know what you think. Coming to see
Where
you guy at the Comedy Fest. So excited. Cheers, Scout. It's in Melbourne. This message we've got towards the end of February, and the screenshot is attached to the time in 2016 when we were pretty punctual in our response times, and we successfully managed to share a well wish to Pickers.
Was it video?
No, it was just an audio recording. So this is a well wish in the form of, I hope the engagement party on April 6th went off without a hitch. I hope it all went well. I hope Will Smith was not there reprising his popular role in the only rom-com I can think that he starred in of Hitch. I hope he wasn't there. I hope he was there in character as the genie from Aladdin. And
caramba.
All right, Bart Simpson. And I hope that the wedding prep's going great. You know, we're in late May, two and a bit months' time. You know, I hope you're seeing eye to eye. Tim, you'd probably be better positioned to speak on this than I.
What? Oh, I don't have any advice or anything. I'll let him see the wedding. No problem.
All right. You just got to get Tim over to Melbourne and he will be there. But,
yeah, man. I've emceed a few weddings in my time.
Thank you so much for the message, Scout, and a huge congratulations and best wishes to Heaven and Will.
Hey, Heaven and Will, this is Tim here. I just want to temper what I've said. It was sort of a gag. I would love to MC your wedding,
but I'm sorry.
I don't know if it'll be feasible.
The friend zone's like, who wants to be a millionaire? Well, we have to take your first answer.
I will say this, however, the experience of marriage and the experience of a wedding is a beautiful and wonderful thing, and I wish you all the very best for not only the big day, but for a lifetime of happiness together. Go hard. I hope you're as happy in matrimony as I am in mine.
What a beautiful sentiment, and that seems like a good place to end the friend zone, or should we sell
it?
Or
it would be. It would be, were it not for kind of the reason why we had to do this today, because we do have a few announcements, everybody. Don't we, Guy?
Multiple announcements. Is that what I hear, Tim?
Absolutely. We need to get into it. The first and most important is kind of a reminder / announcement that we will be doing a live show in Auckland, New Zealand, this Sunday afternoon, and very few people have bought tickets, so it might be empty, and that makes me very unhappy.
How few people?
Not a lot, but you know, as long as our one libertarian listener comes, then you know, all will be rescued.
One's all you need, baby. We can give one a show.
All you need is one. Now, just in case our sole libertarian listener isn't in Auckland, we have set up, and this is the first announcement of this. This is breaking news, everybody. We have some American live shows. They're happening in June.
That's right.
This is to end this season. And I've got to be honest, like, we don't plan anything here, but maybe the podcast. This may very well be the last opportunity to see this podcast in a physical sense ever. Don't know.
I've got to tell you. I would describe this tour as our most ambitious yet, both in terms of scope and the knowledge of, you know, whether or not people are going to be there. We're doing four cities at once.
Dude.
We're starting in New York City on Sunday, June 23rd at Littlefield. We're going to be doing a live show for you then. And what happens on the Monday, Tim? Well, I'm so glad you asked. And answer.
You go.
We're going to be in Chicago. Chicago, Illinois. The second city, baby. At a beautiful venue called Sleeping Village on Monday, June the 24th. Giving you guys a live show that will absolutely rock your socks off. Tim, what happens when we make it to the West Coast? Would you please fill me in?
We're not sticking around for long, Guy, because on Wednesday the 26th, we will be performing live in Portland, Oregon at the Clinton Street Theatre, which, if you were there last time, it's the same venue where we went the first time for our live show. That, once again, is happening on Wednesday the 26th of June. But the good times keep rolling, don't they, Guy?
Absolutely. They surely do. Because that Friday, the 28th of June, we're going to be in Los Angeles, California at the Dynasty Typewriter, rounding out the tour in style with some Californians. We are so excited for this. We can only do these shows with your support. So if you live in or near any of these places, please buy a ticket in advance. Come along. We would absolutely love to see you there. We're so excited to get back stateside together and get back in a room with our friend, singular libertarian listener. Follow us across the country. Talk about it on social media. Rally the friends. We cannot wait to see you there. We'll have more details available as they come to hand, but that is all the necessary information. So that is
Sunday, make sure that
June... I'm going to tell it one more time. God. Sunday, June 23 in New York, Monday, June 24 in Chicago, Wednesday, June 26 in Portland, and Friday, June 28 in Los Angeles. The worst idea of all time is coming back to the States unless someone at Border Control tells us otherwise.
There's a link in the description, but if you just go to littleempirepodcast.com/live, all the details and the links will be there so you can buy tickets right now, I think, for all of the shows. The tickets have just gone online for all of them, so they'll be available. And, please come and buy a ticket because, coming here from New Zealand is not so cheap.
I don't know if you guys can remember as far back as the start of the podcast. But I remember a guy called Tim Batt saying he'd bankrupted himself because he'd been buying so many goddamn domain names.
Yeah. But it was for a good cause. It was to stick it to some homophobes. So I stand behind the decision.
Oh,
but
no doubt.
Fiscally, not my smartest move.
Help
right
him
now.
Make the money back, you guys.
Yeah. Please do. We will see you at the live shows. Aucklanders, please come. Please bring a friend. It's only $15 for that one because we don't have to travel far. And at all of these live shows will be a special piece of media that Guy and I made, which we are legally disallowed from sharing online. You'll only be able to see it at the live show. So God bless. Jar, bless. Allah, bless. Will Smith in the form of Aladdin's genie, bless.
Peace and love to all religions. Catch you on the flip side, motherfuckers!
Well, it's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, come to the friend zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, cause making friends is the best idea of all time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.